There are thousands of events happening all around us that are looking for speakers. And at Mic Drop Workshop, we want to help events find amazing women speakers like you. We send out a free weekly newsletter with gig opportunities. So join over 200,000 subscribers at micdropworkshop.com/newsletter. Okay, let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to Business on the Bright Side. Today I have a special friend on the podcast, Britt Morin, creator of Britt & Co. You've probably heard of it before. Britt & Co. was one of like the first ever blogs to post about Headbands of Hope, and now they have just exploded. I was a part of their self-made program as a coach, and so I really got the chance to know Britt, more of her story. But you'll see that, like most entrepreneurs, it was not linear. But one of the things that she's really good at is just finding ways to be creative. So without further ado, please welcome Britt Morin. What's up, everybody? It is Jess Ekstrom, and welcome to Business on the Bright Side, the podcast where you can learn how to make a living and make a difference at the same time. Life is short, and so is my attention span, so let's get started. When I was just getting started with Headbands of Hope, it was like, I mean, year one or year two, someone texted me and was like, oh my gosh, Headbands of Hope is in the Britt & Co. gift guide, and I about lost it. So I'm so excited to have our speaker today, Britt Morin, founder of Britt & Co. So I'm going to bring her up here. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Long time no talk.
It's so fun. Thanks for having me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I feel like we were on a roll talking with Self-Made. And haven't caught up in a bit. I have been so jealous of your snow pictures. Where have you been? Oh,
well, I'm not there anymore, but I was in Montana.
You were doing van life for a bit, right?
We did van life. I know. I felt like you. I was doing van life. We van lifed it to Montana from California and spent 4 weeks there. So two of which I was not working over the holidays, and then two of which I was trying to work remotely, which I need your tips on still because...
We literally just did a session. Jake and I did a session for Airstream on Friday called Staying Connected. And it was like how to work remote on the road. And literally, like, my husband's talking about all the things he does. Cause like, I just tell him, I'm like, look, I need Wi-Fi by like this time. He's like, okay, I'm going to figure it out. And so when I'm on this panel with him, just like standing there, and he's like, well, first we like turn on the booster and then, you know, we do this and do that. I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea he did so many things to make sure that we had Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Well, and then throw in the fact that I have a 4 and 6 year old and no childcare, and that made it working remotely very exciting. So
Yeah, for sure. Well, welcome. Thanks for being here. So Britt and I worked together recently on Self-Made, which I've caught up with Anne is like in full swing, which is so awesome.
Yes.
But tell us just a little bit about one of my favorite parts of Self-Made was actually like the first session where you kind of showed how you got started. And I remember you showing the screenshot of like the chalkboard logo that you guys had. And what was the beginning? What was the seed that was planted in you? And then what was version one to today?
For Britt & Co. or Self-Made? Okay. For Britt & Co. Yeah. So I was born and raised in Texas. I fell in love with creativity as a little girl. I was like obsessed with everything creative. I wanted to be an inventor. Like, I didn't know what entrepreneur was or how to spell it, more importantly.
You and I both. Yeah.
I was like, what is that word?
Yeah.
So I thought I wanted to be an inventor, but then I found the internet as a teenager as part of like the children of the like 90s and was like, whoa. And I learned to code. I took computer science. And so ultimately,
That's awesome.
I came out to Silicon Valley when I was 20, started working at this place called Apple, which at the time was I was working in iTunes when it was just music. It was still hard to sell iPods to people. There was no phone. There was no movies, like none of games, apps. And I was just like, whoa, this is crazy. And then I went to Google for a few years and I realized at Google that how-to searches, how-to blank, were like always the biggest searches at Google or YouTube, which I mm-hmm. also worked on at Google. And it was skewed female, like women wanted to learn shit. And like the search results behind these things were like really terrible. As a creative person who always wanted to learn shit, I was Googling that stuff too. And I was
how.com,
what's this? And so
I just Googled how to make meatballs. Like I can't. Yeah.
It's gotten so much better. But back in the day, like it was not good. And so I was like, well, I want to learn how to do shit. And so do all these women that I know. Like, why don't I help teach them? Like, no one's really done that since Martha Stewart, you know, back right. in the day. And so Brit & Co. was born. And the chalkboard logo was like so embarrassing, but it is like, it's significant because it was like part of creativity, right? It was like this right. handmade touch to a website, you know, all of that stuff. Yeah. So, you know, that's how it started.
I used to be embarrassed as to like what our version one was. And I have to dig up the original Headbands of Hope website. It was like chevron background. There was like blades of grass growing up at the top.
Like butterflies or something.
Oh my gosh, totally. It was awful.
If you're not embarrassed by your first website, then you aren't doing entrepreneurship right.
Exactly. And now I'm like, oh yeah, that's like, that's where we started, you know?
Totally. We just launched a new self-made website this like a few days ago, because I was so embarrassed by the old one. We put it together.
That old one was really good.
No, it's terrible. I was really embarrassed by it. We put it together in 2 weeks on Squarespace and I was just like, oh, we need to change this. And so now it's like, you can see it, tryselfmade.com. You can see the change of the website.
But, tell us a little bit more about self-made and how that got started out of everything that Brit & Co. is already doing with online.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. For the last 10 years, Brit & Co. has become, you know, a pretty well-known brand by women in their 20s and 30s, early 40s, teaching them how to do all kinds of things, but a lot of it, how to be more creative in many ways, how to find your passion. Mm-hmm. And so many women in our community have like found their passion. Like one girl was like, I actually on the side love making flowers out of paper, like paper flowers, but that can never be my job. Right. And I was like, no, it could totally be your job. And so naturally in the content and a lot of the classes we offer, we started offering some business courses, and these women would like quit their jobs in accounting and go like start a paper flower business and like love their life.
Right.
And when the pandemic happened and Black Lives Matters movement happened and women of color were disproportionately impacted financially, I was just like, screw this. I'm going to make it my mission to help women learn how to make their own money. And mm-hmm. it's not that hard to become an entrepreneur. I can teach them in 10 weeks. They can start accruing money or they can grow the business they already have. Like I'm going to bring in my girl gang of like my mentors, all the top women in business that I know. And we're all going to like teach each other how to make more money.
Yeah.
And Self-Made was born. And I thought it was going to be this one-time thing that Jess, you so kindly participated in as a coach. And, but then it was like, I was bawling on like the 10th week saying goodbye.
You and I both. Yeah.
The progress that they've made, the companies that I want, that they launched, like, and so we did it again in the fall and it was incredible. We like doubled the audience. And now I'm like, we're just going to do this is like a thing now. And like, we're going to keep doing this over and over again. And I think it really jives well with Brit & Co. because Brit & Co. is like all about how to find your passion and self-made mm-hmm. and like how to turn that passion into money and own it, you know, with the girl.
For me, like being a coach, it really, it re-energized myself and my own business by bringing it back to the roots and the basics. Cause I feel like sometimes when you, have been running a business for so long or you're at a certain point, you can drift away from like, oh yeah, businesses are created to scratch an itch or to solve a problem or, you know, to meet the needs of someone else. And I think that I had drifted a little bit because I'd been in it for so long and doing and being a part of Self-Made and hearing all of these amazing women's business ideas. I don't know. I just felt I felt a whole new energy for my business after that. But let's talk about like, what does it mean to be self-made? And what could someone who is like, I would love to have control of my own life. I would love to have the freedom to make money where I can, but like, I don't even know what to do or where to begin. What would you say to that person?
I think being self-made is living life on your own terms. And that means that you're financially living life on your own terms and that you can craft your day based on how you want to spend your time. And that, I know that seems like a pipe dream for so many of us, but it's so real. And that's why I think this past year with the pandemic has accelerated the idea, because women largely have had to quit their jobs to take care of their kids, to homeschool their kids, to whatever. Like, so in December, 140,000 jobs were lost by women, 16,000 were gained by men. All of the jobs in December were women's jobs. So that's what I think self-made is.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you know, I think that for me, it's this idea that you don't have to know what your perfect business idea is to even join this program. We help you find it. And I really, truly believe that every one of us knows in our heart one or two things we're passionate about that could also be a good business. And you might not know that connection point yet. And so we do this thing that we're going to do again in mid-February called the Big Idea Bootcamp for free for 3 days. I work with you to help you figure out what the thing that you love doing is that could also make money. And that's the key part of it, right? Because if you don't know what you're going to start a business about, how do you start a business, right?
Yeah. So with that though, like I've heard people, I don't particularly have this mindset, but they feel like monetizing a hobby or a passion will ruin it. Like, oh, I don't ever want to charge people for these, you know, bowls that I make or these aprons, because then that would take away the fun of me doing it. Like, is that something that we should be concerned about when trying to monetize some of our passions? Or like, what do you think about that?
Well, that's why I think we start with, like, when we go through this boot camp, the whole idea is like we brainstorm a lot of ideas, because maybe you love to paint and that is sacred to you. Maybe painting is not the thing that's going to make your be your business.
Right.
There's probably a bunch of other things. And so we talk through passion by passion, which one of these also could create a great business. And I mean, at the end of the day, I know so many designers and artists and, you know, even me, like I get to, like, my passion is like helping women. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's hard. The business part of it, I sort of discombobulate from the, like, helping the mission, right? Like,
right.
There are days where it's really hard, you know, I have to do P&Ls and accounting stuff and not like that's annoying. Yeah. It doesn't discount my love of what I'm doing. The first question we ask people, maybe we can do this in the comments right now, like, which gives you the most energy? Like, eating well, B, sleeping well, or C, drinking more water? So in the comments, if you think, which one of these do you think is giving you the most energy? Eating well, A, sleeping well, B, drinking more water, C. I can soup them. But yeah. The answer is none of those. It's a trick question, because what actually energizes you is like working on the thing that you're passionate about. Because the reality is, like, you're going to stay up till midnight some days because you're just like obsessed with this idea and I got to get the website out. And it's like so exciting and fun. And like, that doesn't feel like a job to you.
Totally.
And guess what? You're going to find the energy somewhere because you're just so excited about it. And of course you need to sleep well and eat well and drink water. But like, I hate when people are in jobs where they're drained every day and like come home exhausted. They hated their day. They can't wait till Friday, like till they get to the weekend. Like, that doesn't have to be your life.
Right.
And I just want more women to see that what I'm saying is truth and that change their lives.
I mean, you make time for the things that you care about. You make, you know, excuses for the things that you don't. I feel like when I'm not finding the time for something, it usually means that I don't really care about it that much. Or if I'm trying to work on this, like I was trying to work on this book last year, I was like, oh, I'm going to write another proposal. Now I actually have one that I'm excited about. But every time I would go to write it, I'd be like, well, let me just check Facebook real quick. Let me just see if like anyone has emailed me or whatever. And like, why do I keep opening up other tabs when I should be excited about writing this book?
Right.
And it kind of started to feel like, okay, well, maybe this just is an indicator that my energy level isn't here. It's not the thing for me.
Have you ever wanted to guest on more podcasts?
As a speaker, it's an easy way to practice your talking points and figure out what works, all while expanding your reach to already existing audiences. Go to podcastally.com and use the promo code AMPLIFY for 10% off their podcast guesting service. That's podcastally.com, promo code AMPLIFY. Need a boost to start your week? Every Monday, I send out hype text as some food for thought for your week. Text me the word hype to 704-228-9495. That's the word hype to 704-228-9495. P.S. I actually read these texts and try to respond when I can. So tell me what you think of this podcast.
If someone is like, okay, I want to just test this, but I don't have a lot of like capital to like buy a bunch of inventory or do something, like, what's the low hanging fruit, you know, starting a business? How can someone try it without going all in? Yeah.
Oh, this is my favorite part that we use a lot of in the class. We teach a bunch about this, like how to actually get user feedback on your ideas. And actually one of the cooler things about having Brit & Co. and Self-Made together is that we have this embedded audience of women that can give feedback on ideas very quickly. And actually one of the sort of features of Self-Made we're thinking about blowing out, and I haven't even told you this yet, is that is like a concept store that we can send to the Brit & Co. audience of like almost tender, like yes or no, is this a business idea or not? Would you buy this or not? Like, and just get rapid feedback. You don't even have to have a real product behind it. It's sort of like Kickstarter, right? Where like you would put up a landing page and see if people are interested. And if they are, then you can make the product real and you have upfront payments maybe that they've given you. So you have money to go invest in it. So that's one way.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I love that idea. I think the other thing is like, you know, I'm a venture capitalist in my third job. I have three jobs. And it's insane. But I told you what you're passionate about, you have energy for.
So, absolutely.
So I am a venture capital investor, mainly in technology startups, really early stage, people that have not even launched yet or have just launched and ask for money. And, you know, fundraising is a really big, important part of becoming an entrepreneur. And we teach you how to do that in Self-Made, whether it's venture capital, grants, loans, friends and family investments, bartering through equity, you know, all of these things are ways to get off the ground without having to put in your own dollars. And I think that's one of the biggest blockers, especially for women who tend to be a little bit more risk averse.
Well, and talking about biggest blockers, I feel like Self-Made has probably been such an interesting case study as well to like, what is the thing that's holding someone back from doing this? You know, have you found that it's like, this is the most common roadblock, whether that's mental or like resources, and then this is how we combat that?
Oh, 50%, if not more, of the battle is mindset.
Yeah.
So like for some reason, and I'm obviously female and I'm generalizing, I'm not saying 100% of women do this, but women self-sabotage themselves way more than men do. We think of all the reasons why we probably shouldn't do this thing. We aren't good enough. We aren't smart enough. We don't have enough money. We're not going to make it perfect enough. It's not the right idea. Maybe it's the right idea, but you're not sure. Will people buy it? Like just all of, like that's your thought process before you've even tried. Like it's crazy. And I see, especially in the venture capital world that I'm in, like men come pitch me a thing that's never launched. They swear it's a $1 billion company. They're going to crush it. Like they are just hitting this ball out to outer space and I better get along for the ride. And they talk to me as if it's done already.
As if they've already won. Yeah.
And it's crazy to me. So like we like attack mindset and self-made, as you know, Jess.
Is that the mindset that we should take as women coming in? Like you as a venture capitalist, like should someone come in with the utmost certainty that it's like, this is a slam dunk and you're missing out? Or should they come from a place of more open curiosity of like, you know what I mean? Like, what is the mindset that we should have?
You know, I think if there's a pendulum, let's say like the male mentality I just explained is a 10 and the female mentality explained is a 1, I think it should be at like a 7. So I don't think you should be like so sure of yourself, especially if you haven't launched yet. But I think you need to be confident enough to state like, this is my business plan. You can triple check my numbers. I made the model based on like these data inputs. And like, we are going to own 10% of this category and I'm not going to stop till we get there, you know? And like, just like, whoa, okay. Like, because at the end of the day, like as an investor, I'm investing in people and a great idea. When nothing has launched yet, like those are the only two inputs I have. And so like, I need to know that you will bulldoze that wall in front of you and not stop until you figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't have somebody that's sitting there like, well, like we might, if we're lucky and like all these 10 things go right, be at this much revenue and
right. You know? If the stars are aligned. Yeah. That's what you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
Is there a time when you should give up on an idea? You know, like have you, there's so much language now, I think, around like, oh, like just push through, you know, you got it, like keep going. But at the same time, you know, sometimes I think knowing that you can give up isn't a indicator of like weakness. It's a reminder of choice, you know, if like something just isn't, if the tire isn't hitting the road, or like, when do you look in the mirror and say like, should I pivot or, you know?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I gave Brit & Co 6 months.
Yeah.
To work or not. I like saved up enough money to bootstrap it for 6 months. And I told myself, like, if this doesn't work out, I'm going to go back to my job at Google or like get a different job. I know I can find something. Maybe it wasn't meant to be. But I would also say, I would caveat myself now 10 years later and say, the first thing to question is the business model or the way that you're going about fulfilling this mission you have, right? Because like at Brit & Co, my whole strategy initially was an app-based strategy. It was like, we're going to create a collection of apps that each had their own sort of like commerce function. Some would be service-based, some would be products you could buy in different categories, blah, blah, blah. And we created the content site just to have like a marketing funnel to drive people to the apps. And then what happened was we started making these apps and no one was downloading them. They were just like wanting more content. And so there was a point in time where I'd be like, whoa, I mean, I've never run a media business before, nor have I ever done like advertising as a business model, but that's what my user is telling me she wants. So I guess I'm doing this. And so I like shut down the app, like, and then moved to become a digital media company. And that's, you know, what started the foray into like the Brit & Co as we know it. And so instead of giving up because the app wasn't working, I looked at the numbers and realized something else was working. And what if I shifted the model and pivoted into that? So that's like step one. I think if you do that two or three times and it's still not working, then sure, maybe you should like, you should try something new. But A, you need to give yourself enough time to kick the tires a bit and get real user feedback. And B, you've got to look at the metrics to see which parts of the business are working and how you could potentially shift your vantage point.
Starting like and to kind of wrap this up, I feel like you're the queen of creativity. When I think of you, I'm like, and just think of Brit & Co in general, I feel like it just lights this like fire to creativity, which we need, you know, when running a business, or we need just kind of to walk through life, I feel like, just to be creative. When you're in those creative ruts, if you will, like I consider myself a creative person. And then sometimes like for a week on end, I have no idea why, but the cupboard's just empty. You know, how do you like rediscover yourself? You know, do you journal? Do you give yourself some time to breathe? Do you force yourself to do something creative? Like, what are some ways that we can tap into our creativity?
Yeah. Well, my 2021 New Year's resolution is actually all about this. And also part of Self-Made, we do vision boards, as you might remember, Jess. And I did one for 2021. I was like, this is what my life will be in 2021. I'm making my vision cast now. And on it, I would have half a day a week without meetings and like to like block off my time to fully throw myself into something creative, a creative project. Mm-hmm. And so it's on my calendar. 1 p.m. on Friday, no more meetings. I'm getting off my computer. I don't know what I'm going to, like, it's starting this week, actually, because I was in London.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to like paint. I'm going to knit. I'm going to make cupcakes. I'm going to do photography, take a photography walk. Like, I'm going to write. And just to have 3 to 4 hours without my kids, without a screen, like fully embracing my creative self. I probably won't even share it on Instagram or anything. Like, I just want this for me. And so that's my tactic now. But I think if you can find pockets of those moments throughout your week, or do, you know, something I did a couple of years ago called Give It a Week, where you literally pick one thing you want to learn or try for 7 days, and you're only committing to it for 7 days. It's not that crazy, less than an hour a day, whether it's guitar, whether it's singing, whether it's dancing, whether it's painting, doodling, like drawing. I did all of them. You can see them on my Instagram profile. I'm at Brit. I did one of these every week for 52 weeks. And it was incredible the amount of like creative flow I had from just doing something every day for 7 days. Also, you can get really, you can get pretty good at
something. You can get good at something. Was there anything that stuck that you were like, I'm going to keep going on this one?
Oh my gosh, so many things. Let's see. I mean, I learned like lettering, which I still implore a lot. Guitar is so funny. I was watching like a Taylor Swift documentary recently and I was like, oh, I know what chord she's playing.
Oh my God. I've bought a ukulele like 4 times on Amazon and have like chickened out and not done it. I'm like, no, I got to do this.
Yeah. And I did, you know, other things besides creativity. Like I did a zero waste week, or I learned about all the shit that we usually throw away that should actually be recycled or composted. And I still stick to a lot of that. So
yeah
so many. Awesome.
Well, we it's funny that you said that, like give it a week, because we, when talking about our mission statements and stuff in this challenge and the things that we want to like do or create, I have this thing that says, you know, pretend to go all in. Like,
yeah,
that's exactly how we decided whether or not we were doing the Airstream. Is like we pretended for, you know, 1 month that we were going to do this and just saw like what could happen from it. I think give it a week is awesome. Yeah. If you guys have questions for Brit, put them in the chat. One technical question, is Bootcamp open for signups now?
We have a Facebook group. It's just called facebook.com/groups/try-selfmade is the group. That's how we're sort of keeping everyone posted on everything new, including discounts, including swag, including all the guest speakers that we're going to have this session. I mean, there's women like Gwyneth Paltrow joining, and like the founder of Minted, Miriam Nafisi, like just like incredible women that are going to be part of this. And I hope to see you there.
So
For sure.
For sure. And then one more question. You said the whole list of 52 things is on your Insta at Brit. How did you get that handle? Oh, were you like,
I was like early OG Instagram. My husband worked at Facebook. Then he started like a Facebook competitor called Path, which really was an Instagram competitor. Kevin Systrom, the founder of Instagram, was my buddy my first day of Google.
What?
So I just have this weird tech community network here.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. And lastly, definitely check out her podcast, Teach Me Something New. It is one of my favorites. And you've had some star-studded guests on there.
Yeah, we've had Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis teaching you how to use acting for like your job, which is incredible. Rachel Ray teaching you cooking, Adam Grant talking about organizational psychology. So
anyone that surprised you that you were like, oh wow.
This is a funny one, but it's also fascinating. We did an episode on intuition with the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. But then my like deceased grandfather showed up while I'm asking her about intuition, like not even talking about dead people. What? And then it became this whole crazy thing.
I can't wait to listen to that one.
It's insane.
Awesome, Brit. You are the best. Thank you for being here. And just really proud to be a small part of some of the work that you're putting out there and what you're doing for women. It's been really great.
Well, thanks for having me. So nice to virtually meet all of you, at least.
I know.
I hope we can stay in touch.
All right. Thanks, Brit.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Business on the Bright Side with Jess Ekstrom. I love to send out the episodes every Monday with a quick text and a quote from me. So text me the word podcast to 704-228-9495. That's 704-228-9495. And if you want to see what the show notes are from this episode, head to businessonthebrightside.com, hit subscribe here, write a review, and I'll see you on Monday.